From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man armed with both a paintball and pellet gun used a rented truck to run down pedestrians and cyclists along a bike path near the Hudson River in New York City Tuesday. At least 8 people were confirmed killed, several others injured before police shot and wounded the assailant. James O'Neill is the city's police commissioner.
A male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway bicycle path at Houston Street, began driving southbound, striking a number of pedestrians and bicyclists along the route. At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the first precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifullo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan, who entered the U.S. in 2010. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf attack. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he and his supporters boycotted.
The resistance movement shall be responsible for implementing a vigorous, positive political action program that includes economic boycotts, peaceful processions, picketing, and other legitimate forms of protest.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of last week's election, which was held after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8 election. Odinga warned the October 26 result will not stand and said it may represent the end of elections as a means of instituting government in Kenya. This is VOA News.